Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because fraud is just going off the chain right now, and it's that time of the year. So, a lot to cover. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. I'll talk about them in a bit, but let's get right into it. You know, it is disgusting because as I get older and I worry about fraud and getting ripped off myself with things, and I'm not at Medicaid or Medicare age, but what happens this time of the year is that all the fraudsters come out for the elderly. Let's start with that one. So if you know of anybody that's older and they are trying to get themselves a new policy or change their doctors or anything like that, be very leery of this. Try to meet with somebody. Try to meet with an individual directly. Try not to do things online. Don't answer any text messages right now, because what they're doing is, this is just sick. There is a place in hell for these people. And what they do is they get the old person's Medicare number and then start billing things for them. Everything from, you know, walking devices, things that they will never ship, by the way, you know, whether it's a walker, whether it's something for their ankles, whether it's a wheelchair, all these different things. And there is tens of billions of dollars worth of fraud every year on this. And it's disgusting that they do this. That's the first thing. The other thing is that they trick these people into clicking on QR codes and clicking on different links to give up bank account information. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just turn it down. A friend of mine last month who had her debit card got, compromised, and she pinpointed that last place I used it was an AMP and Market. And I just didn't look right. Well, it didn't look right because it took her card. So they finally gave her credit for this, but it took almost a month to get the full credit for the scams. So crazy. These boats back there. I'll show you these in a bit too. Another pirate ship. Aren't these beautiful? Look at that. Isn't that cool? So she was like, gosh, it took me a month to have it be a temporary credit. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Well, when I was leaving Las Vegas, I went to a Terrible's gas station, which they own a ton of them out there. They own most of them, it seems like. And slid my card and didn't work. Oh, this is denied. You know, use your chip. You know, leave it in longer. And then it just didn't work. Went to the next bay, changed credit cards, didn't work. I went inside and they're like, yeah, all of our credit cards are down. If you want to pay by cash, we can take your cash payment. But it's not working for the credit cards. I'm like, okay, well, that's worrisome. So I had cash. I bought gas. And then I got about 2 miles down the road and I said, wait a second, let me pull over. And of course, you know, I got charged a dollar a piece. You know how they do the temporary charge on both my cards. Now, they got dropped off and I called the banks and said, watch this, and told them what would happen. But so many people don't do that. So this is happening more and more and more. Think about this. As we have life events like elections, the fraud goes up, isn't that? And there's a fraud council here, a national fraud council that I've got a link for. And one thing that they do is they rip people off with everything from t-shirts to voting for your candidate to, now that the election's done, help contribute to, you know, our campaign and moving forward and getting the agenda forward. And they're all fake. They're all fake. And a lot of these are like, hey, do you want to have a new We Won shirt? And they do this. Some of these businesses set up hundreds of sites where they'll set up for congressmen, senators, everything. And they bill everybody for it. It's awful. Isn't that terrible? I mean, it's just absolutely, it's too much. It really is. And I was just blown away by that so many people were just ripping people off like this. But the old people, man, I'm telling you, just look out for people, guys. Look out for your friends. Nobody wants to be, everybody's smart. You know, nobody wants to sit there and go, do you think this could have happened to me? Yeah, I do. Could have happened to me. So be leery of stuff like this because it's happening at such a record pace right now. And, you know, thank God nothing happened. I'm not saying Terrible's is a bad place. The credit cards probably were just down, but you have to be leery of things like this when it happens. You've got to protect yourself, and if you see anything suspicious, do something about it. But right now, I'm telling you, World Series memorabilia. People would go out thinking that they're buying something for the Dodgers, and it was a scam. And it's what they call a non-delivery scam, where you send them, wow, those shirts are $50, but you sell them for $20? That's awesome. Okay? It's funny. I was outside of Dodger Stadium 20 years ago, and a guy walks up, and he had shirts, and of course, they were $10 a piece. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll get some. Is it authorized merchandise, or am I going to get in trouble? Okay? And the guy sells it to me, and out of nowhere, four cops come out, throw the guy up against the car, and I'm like, that's crazy, guys. That's crazy. The guy just said it was authorized merchandise, and I'm out $20. Give me my $20 back. Well, it's evidence. It's not evidence. Evidence is the stolen shirts, guys. Okay? Well, you can get in trouble for buying the shirts. I said, and I disagreed, okay? So I got my $20 back, and I was furious about that. So anyways, one thing that was funny about this was as they were cuffing the guy and my mother was with me, they had handed like all three of us shirts, like, hey, this. And I said, no, I just want two. And my mom goes, I still have the shirt. Should we leave? So my mom has passed away. I guess she stole a knockoff shirt. So good story for you. Okay. She was a big Dodger fan. So anyways, Mary did that. Okay. Got a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Wow. As this election season winds down and they finally finish counting the votes, one thing that you've got to look at is the new year and getting yourself protected with your finances and your retirement. The best thing to do is look at Patriot Gold Group, number one rated for 8 years in a row now with Consumer Affairs. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Look at what everyone is talking about. Gold is going to go through the roof. You're going to see it shoot up. You know, they can cut interest rates. They can not cut interest rates. But one thing that you're going to see is the instability of the marketplace. The number one asset class has been metals over the course of the last year. And again, silver is up 40%. Call them today, guys. 888-330-1431. Call number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. Navy Federal Credit Union just got fined $95 million for illegal overdraft fees. And again, banks, municipalities, the state that I'm walking in, California, they are trying to do everything they can to charge people more because they're making less money. So Navy Federal Credit Union had an overdraft problem and was overcharging people to the moon. So do yourself a favor. If you have anybody like this, always check the fees and make sure that they're legit, because two things that are happening. Bank of America just talked about an $800 million problem that they have with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and that is for losses and overcharging people. So again, a huge loss like that for a bank. Wells Fargo is cracking down, and you're gonna see this more and more and more right now. Wells Fargo is refusing to pay overdraft fees. If you have a problem and you get scammed out of something, you could be on your own. So you've got to protect yourself. You have to be leery of this. And again, it just gets down to don't click on any text message. The one woman that had a $15,000 mess, she got a text message from the bank, call us immediately. So she calls the bank and thinking she was talking to the bank and gave up her personal information, which, guys, when you think about this, it's not wise to ever do it, because like the bank says, we don't call you, you know, we don't do this. So for people, the Zelle problem, the bank problems, this is happening more and more and more right now. just be leery. But I'm telling you one thing that I set up, and it's great. I have cards I use for online purchases. I have cards that I use when I travel. And then, you know, I have smaller cards for like recurring bills and things like that. And that way it's just set. That way there's no issue. That way I'm not getting surprised. And oh my God, I owe $5,000 on this card right now. It just doesn't happen because you have, you're answering your own problems when you do this stuff. So get ready, guys. Get ready because it's going to continue, you know. And, you know, we're seeing all these laws go into effect. New York, think about this. New York City is going to have a $9 fee every time you travel on certain roads. That's just criminal, guys. You know, New York is just out of money. It's just that simple. They have no money, and you're seeing problems like this. California, come January 1st, 2025, we're going to have a gas tax increase. We have the highest in the country. It's going to go up 93 cents more, almost a dollar more per gallon, okay? Guys like me, I get hit by that because I drive more than you do on an average. So think of that. What do you do when you have a delivery business? You have a service company, you have a plumber, you have somebody delivering wood or anything. You think that you're not going to pay more for that? You're going to pay more for it all the time. So people just don't get it, how this stuff is completely costing us more and more and more. You know, the EV car problem, it's funny. Now that the election has been decided, a lot of these companies are in real trouble right now. And I found the greatest article I'm going to share with you, which EV auto brands will survive. Now, great list, and I'm just going to go down the list. They say Tesla's going to survive because it's doing so well. Ford, you know, has the Mustang Mach-E, which is a credible entry into the market. That's good. And that may do well. The F-150 Lightning, they can't sell. They're stopping production next week for 6 weeks. So that's horrible. Lincoln, the Lincoln Auto Company, they have no EVs at this point that they've all promised all these different EVs. Chrysler with a single hybrid, that's all they have. Ram, the Ram 1500 REV, maybe the sole owner's range, but it's estimated to be, you know, $85,000 for a pickup truck. You know, how's the average person going to buy that truck? They're not. They're not going to buy that. Alfa Romeo, you know, couldn't make it with those brands. Maserati sales are way down, you know. Toyota, regardless of leadership and hybrids, the company says it will produce EVs down the road. Infiniti, no EVs. Mazda MX-30 was a compliance car, and that's it. It's the only good EV they have. So Subaru will take more than so-so Toyota-based EV, blah, blah, blah. Jaguar, Land Rover, you can read the list. But guys, this is the thing. You know, what's wild is the only, I mean, seriously, the only one that's really making is Tesla. And then, you know, the thing that floors me when I sit there is just your time. You know, it's like, you know, I got up and went and filmed my past video and then drove, had a meeting. And I go, you know, I'm going to pull over and I'm gonna shoot something else. I couldn't do this with an EV car. There's just no way. And I don't know. And I don't have an hour to kill here and there throughout my day. So, you know, let me know what you think about this, guys. Let me know. Found a few great articles I want to share with you. The first one is businesses that sell online for the first time have outpaced retail establishments. And even if people have a retail establishment, their online presence is doing better on average than retail shops. Great article below. Check this out. But guys, I'm telling you, you don't want to be tied to expenses in your business that are just fixed every month, like rent, you know, like the employees in there. I mean, it's so much leaner and inexpensive and a better way to run the business if you can get away with an online presence. And if you do have to have a store, make it as minimal as possible. And, you know, consumer credit has decelerated over the course of last month. Now, what does that mean? It means that people in August consumer credit went up 1.8%. In September, it was only up 1.4%. It's running out of steam right now. And what that means is that people have less credit. People have no money. So people are borrowing less. And you can sit there for the from the experts and go, oh, isn't this great? You know, people are doing better. No, they're not. They're running out of gas. It's not like it went down 1.8% that people were spending less money. People just have no cash right now. So with that, there's, you know, you're seeing this completely change. And, you know, one thing that Steven sent me, two things out of the UK that are real problems here. You're seeing individual bank branches close at a record pace right now. And they have, in the UK, they're keeping maps. So you can sit there and you can look at a map and it'll show you where the banks are closing. Isn't that wild to think about? So, a real problem. Plus, the other problem in the UK is what they call Millionaire's Row. This nice area is getting hit with home invasions all the time. And you're seeing more and more people follow people home. I'm telling you guys, be careful, watch your surroundings, get some cameras at your house. And see, you hope that the police show up with, you know, strapped and carrying things. I just think that the UK, the officers there, I just think of them being prim and proper. But they took everything. They bound you and they tied you up. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay? You know? I mean, come on, guys. It's getting worse and worse and worse. So, you know, again, I always appreciate this. Remember the email, hello@iallegedly.com. I always appreciate you guys sending stuff to me like that. Now, to continue with our crime theme, think about this. Have you guys ever been to a convenience store, gas station, any place like that, liquor store, where they have one of those Bitcoin machines and you can, hey, buy Bitcoin here, and they charge a high percentage, but people put money in and they get the code for Bitcoin out? There was thieves that dressed up like they were a work crew. They walked in and they cut the Bitcoin machine off, cleaned up, wheeled the Bitcoin machine out, and vacuumed and cleaned up afterwards, and then presented the store with a bill for $400. Got to pay this bill right away. Now, the crazy thing about this is the thieves called the liquor store in advance and says, hey, we want to let you know on Tuesday we're coming to service the machine. Oh, okay, have a nice day. Click, you know, because we're busy, right? Well, what happened was these guys did this at three different locations. And finally, the first guy, got a call from one of the Bitcoin companies and said, hey, we see that the machine's offline. What's going on? Did you guys disconnect the power? Well, you guys came and picked up the machine yesterday. What are you talking about? Well, yeah, and you guys left us an invoice. Is that crazy? So the boldness. There was a great news story below. You can watch the video where these people went in and had the guts to do that, where they acted like they were from the company and servicing the Bitcoin machine and took it with them. Isn't that wild? But they did it on multiple occasions. And then they have, you know, the men and women, they're all, you know, they've got uniforms on, they've got their hats covered, their eyes covered, and looked legit. But he said it was amazing because they didn't just rip it out. They cleaned up like they were supposed to be there. So again, call people, talk to people, because people are getting more desperate and creative. Now, the Bitcoin machine, the first one that they found, it had $400 in it that the people got. So out of all that, they didn't get any Bitcoin. They got $400 in cash for all that effort. Crazy. I will finish this video with these last few stories. Do not forget that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, where I talk about things in an uncensored fashion. It's fantastic. You can sign up at iallegedly.tv. Check it out today. Now, we were just talking about New York. Think about this. New York, for migrants, paid $5.5 billion to house, feed, and clothe the migrants last year, in the last 12 months. For the first time since the Giuliani era, that was 2001, guys, okay, when Giuliani was mayor, they had over 800,000 people get a welfare check, and they spent another $3.6 billion on that. How do you run a city? Well, what you do is you charge them $9 more to drive down a street. Nine here, nine there. Oh my gosh, we got $36 from Dan today. Do you know, it's insane, guys. It's absolutely insane. So you're gonna see this completely escalate and get out of control. And it just, wow, blew my mind with that one. So there was a online learning program called Chegg. And Chegg was the number one platform to go and learn things if you're a high school or college student. Place is bankrupt now, basically, because of ChatGPT. I'm telling you guys, you can ask ChatGPT anything. You can learn prompts. It will teach you everything. But it basically put this place out of business because, you know, how do you do algebra? ChatGPT can help you. The final thing that just floored me was the expense of weddings, what it costs to have a wedding around the country. There's a great article below that I put the map on, and it just, it's what? California, average wedding here in California, $41,000. Pennsylvania, $38,000. Wow, man, that's expensive. Now, I've been to some crazy, stupid weddings in my lifetime with people. I participated in one. Anyways, my point is that it's outrageous how expensive things are right now. So I hope you enjoy that. Please don't forget to like, subscribe. Let me know what you want to see. Hello at iallegedly.com. I'll see you guys very soon.